Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Hey, Mama. You want to hear a funny story?
Yes, please.
So, it's my rejoin week, and after, you know, doing these, you have to pick out three per show. And I had two of them done yesterday, and I tend to overthink these. Because I think, oh, I want to get people in a good mood, or blah, 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 or get a good little energy going, or whatever. And I had two of them done, and I went on Twitter. I said, hey, what's a good song? I got rejoins. I need one more. And the first response I got, I loved, and it was this. Hey Ya by Outkast from P1 Zenny, the legendary.
That is good.
But then I was looking at our music system, I bless you, and I was like, God, that's a good one too. So Zenny threw a curveball and made my rejoins into a train wreck. And I say that with great enthusiasm because today's theme is all Outkast.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. Atlanta's very old.
Woo! Get some Slick Rick going?
Perhaps. Maybe some Big Bois. You never know. It is the once a month all advice show. Anything that you've got questions about, it could be related. They tend to be relationship problems, we've noticed. It could be, hey, am I getting screwed over here by this? A lot of times we hear, and we pointed this out on Facebook Live a moment ago, a lot of times people tend to think, and it's sometimes true, they can't afford to go to a therapist, you know, a psychiatrist, psychologist.
Yeah.
Or they're embarrassed to say, oh, yeah, this is happening or whatever. First of all, you can call in anonymous. This is absolutely free of charge. 1-800-774-0093. You don't have to tell us your name. Just come on and tell us what the situation is that you need advice about. We will not, I mean, we might, you know, we're going to give you sound advice. I think we've always given sound sage advice.
You will get sound advice even if it comes from other P1s on the phone.
I think we sell ourselves short sometimes with that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, sometimes we'll end a segment saying, well, I don't know if we helped you there or not, but we've given out some good advice to people.
Yeah, we have, but sometimes we haven't been there and P1s have.
We have to rely on the P1s because
yeah, we haven't been through that, all of it. We've been through a lot, but not all of it.
Yeah. I mean, you think that you've been through some stuff, man. You hear what the P1s have dealt with, the other P1 family members. So once a month, it's been actually 6 weeks since we've done one of these because Paige demanded that vacation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, it is the once a month all advice show, 1-800-774-0093. Man, which one to go to first? If you can't get through, by the way, seek us out on social media. We're at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, and then you can DM on Facebook as well. Let's just go to anonymous number one. We'll just start out the gates with anonymous number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, calling in for the All Advice Show. What's going on? You want to get somebody else's opinion on?
Well, I mean, I feel really stupid just calling in like this, but okay. Here it is. I been married 15 years. We've been together 18 years in all. And I just feel like, you know, she's getting further and further distant. And, you know, she's got secret things going on her cell phone, and I just got suspicious, and I think she's leaving me for another man.
So what? Why would you assume that? You don't think it's your own self-esteem, perhaps? What would make you think that?
Well, I mean, I see just more and more evidence leaning that way. I mean, there's messages on her phone, and I'm just worried. I'm just concerned. And she's gone. I mean, she's spending more and more time away. She's got, she's hanging with friends. She says she's hanging with friends. It's a dude. I know it's a dude.
But why the, like what you said, you read her text messages. What did they say? Did she say, I love you, or we'll meet here then, and don't tell my husband, or what?
No, I mean, it's nothing that straightforward, man. It's just like, it's very, it's like in a code, and it talks about meeting, but it's got to be a guy. I swear it's a date. And she's very defensive about it. Don't read my phone. Don't look at my messages. It's none of my business. I'm your husband.
Are you now? You keep saying it's got to be a guy. Are you saying that perhaps have you read these in the tone of maybe she's talking to a girlfriend kind of thing? Like, and another thing is the number saved of the person she's texting with, or is it left? Not saved.
Well, I haven't had much time with her phone, but the stuff that I'm reading, she's not a lesbian. Come on.
What do you mean? She's not a lesbian?
Well, I mean, she could be cheating on me with another chick, but I don't think that's it. This is a guy. She's meeting a guy, and she will come clean about it. I can't, and she's gone more and more. I feel like if I approach her about it, she gets pushed further and further away. I don't want that.
Okay, first of all, I gotta start from the one thing that I wrote down first. Would you not care if it was a girl? Is that what you're trying to say? If it was a lady, you wouldn't care because you keep saying, I know it's a guy, but I don't understand the way you're wording that or what that means.
Well,
tendencies? I mean, is she bi perhaps, or is she that you know of?
Man, I 15, 18 years. I never saw anything like that. But do people change? I don't know. And I don't know if it would. I mean, it's bad either way. She's whatever she's doing, she's getting further and further away from me. I don't know what I'm dealing with, and she won't. She doesn't. She's
either.
Not helping me. She's not. Well, she's not helping me.
But this is just a weird tone to this whole thing.
Very much so.
You're calling us saying your wife's going to leave you for another man, but then there's this weird,
and I'm sure it's
defensive
a
thing, weird thing going on about a woman coming into the conversation. That's weird sounding.
Well, I mean, she's always had girlfriends, but I don't know.
Let me ask you a question: has she cheated on you with a woman before? And y'all got past that, or maybe you made some kind of rule. I mean, look, nobody knows who you are, but we got to ask some questions here because this doesn't make sense. Has she been with a woman while you've been together for these 18 years, and now?
Well, no. Right, way at the beginning when we were first going out, she sort of, I felt like she was trying to decide one way or the other, men, okay. Women. Okay. But I don't. There's been nothing like that, since the very beginning.
All right, let me ask you another question. Don't get pissed off at me, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you cheating and you're trying to build a case to get out of this relationship? Or do you want out? Because it sounds like you're laying out, like, I ask her and she doesn't, it's pushing her further away. She's off with her friends. She's talking in code. It's numbers that aren't saved. And I can tell it's a man. Like, what is going on?
Something's weird here and doesn't make sense.
No offense at all, but you sound extremely paranoid. And if you think somebody's cheating on you, you've been with for 18 years, I get it. But we got to get to some kind of foundation to what this is all about.
Good point, Matthew.
I'm not going to be pissed off. I'm not going to be pissed off. In the beginning, I mean, there was a number. It was more open. It was an open kind of thing, but then we decided,
Okay.
enough of that. We're going to be together. It's going to be us, the two of us.
Now, the open thing, was it just she could be with women? Not that you could go be with other women, but you're cool with her being with a woman. Maybe every once in a while you tagged in. I don't know, whatever. But then then you said, okay, we've matured as a couple. We got our wild oats sowed. We're done with that, and we're going to get back to your typical whatever monogamous relationship. Is that kind of what we're saying?
That's it in a nutshell. Okay. And I think the thing that, you know, the thing that bothers me is we've always been able to talk about it. You know, if she wanted to have an adventure or something, to talk about it. She won't talk about it. She's not talking.
Okay.
So she isn't talking, she won't talk, and she isn't talking. Both.
All right. And when you say, hey, do you tell her that you've read her text messages? Like, is she aware, or do you just say, hey, you know, why don't we see each other anymore? Why are you always running off? Why do you seem secretive or like something's going on? What's that confrontation like?
When she and I don't text that much. This is something that, you know, she's doing outside. I am aware that she's texting. She's, you know, online with other people. And, you know, if it was, you know, the usual set of girlfriends, I'm fine with that. That's fine. I feel like this is something else.
Well, man, I mean, again, you got to see, I don't know. I'm very lost in this because I get it that you're concerned. I don't know. Help me, Jimmy. Like, you got to understand, like, at first I'm sitting here and I'm taking notes about whatever, and then we find out, like, I can, like, okay, there's something about a guy here and a girl and whatever. So if you were to find out now, anonymous sir, that it is a lady, are you okay with saying, all right, fine, I'm okay if she's back into that, but if it's a guy, we're done?
I'm not ready to say that. I just don't know how to get her to level with me. I mean, the secretive part of it is the problem. I think that's the root of the problem. Why aren't you talking to me? You know, is this so? My fear is that because it's the secretive thing that's, you know, she's on her way out.
But the secretive thing is the root of the problem, not the, you know, having sex with somebody else. But not telling you about it is the problem.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing looks like the big problem to me. But I think if I had to boil it down, I would say it's not knowing what she's doing, what's on her mind.
Do you think?
I thought that too.
Do you think there might be a possibility that you're pushing her away because you've lost complete trust in the whole relationship and
pushing me away?
Yeah, because you even went through her phone reading her text.
I mean, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, well, I'll give you a reason to hate me, you know?
I'd be eating the Snickers instead of talking to this guy.
You know what?
I'm not in the habit of looking at someone's phone. It's just that she's already on her way out. I got to try to stop it somehow.
Well, can you blame her?
I love the woman.
Jimmy.
See.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what. Thank God, Anonymous, you don't have a login to our text line right now. And here's the thing, and I'll say this, and I'm not going to try to defend you too much here, but you're very nervous. This is, you know, and how many people call into a radio show spilling their guts about their marriage and 18 years worth of relationship? But it would have been nice to know at the beginning that you were in an open kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I was a psychologist, I would say that you want to get back into that world if it's a woman. Like, if it's her getting back to another woman, you might not want to say that, but I think you'd still be into it. Now, if that's the rekindling of the relationship or whatever, whatever.
Are you thinking it's another woman and you're sad you left out?
Man, I don't know.
You do have a little tinge of controlling in your tone.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You want to know where she's at all times.
Do Is that loving?
Just get a GPS. Get a GPS chip. Sell them on Amazon.
I don't want to spy on her. I mean, you know, I feel terrible that I looked at her phone. I don't want to spy on her. I want her. If we're going to be together, I need her to tell me where we are. I need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's controlling for me to know what my wife is into. That sounds crazy.
Well, then instead of going through her phone, like set her down. Like even when I said, "Have you said anything to her?" And you're like, "Well, we really don't text." Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Even if you work different shifts, take a time, get up early, sit there and have a cup of coffee waiting and say, "All right, we need to talk about this." Because, dude, I mean, no offense, I got to agree with all of these texters.
Yeah.
You sound like you're at your wit's end and you don't know what to do, but crap.
That's fair.
Well, I get it.
Do you want to be treated the way you've been treated her? So how about if you act in a loving way instead of smothering her all the time?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look, don't beat yourself up too much. But just, I would say this. Next time you lay eyes on her, whether it's this afternoon, this evening, or tomorrow morning, get this out, figure it out. Otherwise, I mean, you sounded like you're about to lose it. I might have to call Marshall Pickens.
Marshall Tucker instead.
I see.
Right. I mean, I didn't even know. I haven't. And this is the first time I've ever reached out for any kind of help with this thing. So
well, then definitely do have that conversation. Fat Boy's gonna kill me if we don't go to break, okay? And then that'd be another problem. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. All right. All right. Good luck.
Yeah. Jeez, go talk to her in circles and see where you get.
Dude, okay, because I was like. Bleh, bleh. The guy was talking in circles, and I couldn't follow the conversation. And then I'm thinking, okay, this guy sounds like he's either out of his mind high or just at his wit's end, and he's lost it.
I don't know, man.
Hmm. Yeah. That was wild.
It's funny because there's people like very nice ladies on the text line that we all know a little bit. Don't just hang up on the guy.
Oh.
He's not going to talk to her. He's going to try to go through her phone again. He might try to follow her around town.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. It's the once-a-month all-advice show, 1-800-774-0093. You can talk about that if you've been in a similar situation, I guess.
If you've been in a situation that makes any kind of sense.
Or, yeah, if you got your own issues, they're wide ass open, 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt. Nine. Page. And Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. The once a month all advice show.
Yes. We're trying to regain our personal momentum after talking to Anonymous in the last segment.
Poor FUBU's had a rough time this morning.
He has, man. He's been getting it on the phone.
It's these jobs, man. Oh, I got to go to work. I can't talk. You had a couple people say you don't really know, I don't think it's etiquette, but you don't know like the ins and outs of open relationships like you guys.
Mm. Well, no, duh.
Yeah.
Well, should we?
And then one guy said he didn't care if his old lady cheated with the girl. But if she cheated with the guy, then he was out.
See, that's what I think he was trying to say. And no, like I've never been in one, nor would I want. I couldn't be in one. And if it works for you, talking about an open relationship, and see, here's what I think as a novice. I think open relationship means he can go be with somebody and she can go be with somebody. But then there's varying levels. You don't talk about it. You never tell the person, or the other person has to approve you swapping. But it's not always a swap like husband, wife, no. Boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what I think an open relationship is.
Well, I mean, open relationship is, it's a loosely descriptive term, and then you set your own terms within your particular relationship, I imagine.
And if it works
case
for
by
you,
case, it isn't like just this thing that's always the same set of rules.
Right.
It can't be.
I couldn't ever do it.
You see it from like the angle of you think, you know, you have this emotional attachment to a person. You're going out and doing these activities. Because I see it as like, I guess people are just going out and hooking up.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But I see it if you find something that you want to hit, why not be single? And you know what I mean? If you're that lustful.
Well,
You talking about like having sex?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like, not to, like vehicular manslaughter.
No, no. Like if you say I'd hit that, you know, and say okay. You're married and you're like, that's an open relationship.
Yeah.
And for me personally, I couldn't.
You
do
would
it.
Tap that, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't do that if I was married.
Right. I wouldn't be in one if, you know, this other person's like, hey, let's go to the movies and go eat and have dinner. I'm like, no, let's just hook up.
Yeah, we'll get to your calls in just a minute, 1-800-774-0093. But real quick, though, you know, the whole thing, that's the guy Michael, that's what he was saying in the previous caller, was that if it's a girl, I don't mind it or whatever. But I'll tell you something. I would be more nervous about that because I think women can get that kinship maybe even closer than a man and woman can.
Uh-huh.
Just think about it, especially if they're into the same shopping and the same kind of wine. Like, think
she
about
gonna
it.
Do it better than
oh,
you.
Wow. I know.
So if they like to shop in the same stores and they're women, they're gonna just hit it off way better than a man and woman.
Well,
we both go to Cato. Let's hook up.
They all, you know,
or there's some offended women.
Well, no, but you know, like you see that they all get dressed in front of each other and everything. And I mean, God. But with men, like we go to the movie theater, you got to have a seat between us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people might think we're a couple.
That's true, man. Yeah.
What's that?
Could be easily.
That's the excuse I made. It's just Nine and I were so fat, we wanted a chair between us to kind of lay out a little bit.
We like that.
Okay.
It's still like a buffer seat
right
in the middle.
You need that just
if available.
Good to have some room. But yeah, it's I want to say that open relationship isn't really my thing, but then again, man, I have so much fun falling asleep on the couch with a dog in the afternoon and nobody gets like violently pissed off at me for it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That is the best though, I have to
say. Oh, It is.
I did get pissed that you didn't respond for 12 hours to my text, but I get it though. your sleep schedule.
I mean, you text me at 5:08, I fell asleep at like 5:05.
I know, and he texted me back at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah,
it worked out well. Okay.
He'll go through
we
stuff
We got time
again.
To, like, get a whole lesson in open relationships.
Erica. Really don't right now.
Or is it Erica? Who knows?
I'm cool with open relationships. They've been explained to us, but you can only explain your one particular
That's
open
what
relationship.
I'm saying.
You can't explain all of them as with the same set of rules.
There's the ones, like, remember the one lady that her and her husband were They were salespeople, and they would travel to different cities, and their rule was you could do that in the city that you were working in, but just don't tell me. And it's like, ah, man, but good for you if it works, you know? Good for you if that works, I suppose.
Maybe it shouldn't happen if you're like, don't tell me about it. You should want to know about it, right?
I want to know everything about every... Yeah, absolutely.
Show me that video.
Yeah, but I don't have to know where you are every 2 seconds either.
No, that's too much work.
Yeah, that's right. Every 10 seconds,
no,
yes,
that's
but not
too
two.
Much work.
Paige, what are you working on in the place?
Oh,
we need to get some news
in. Talking about working,
in.
Well, a man tries to fight off the police, but what he did is so disgusting. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
He tried to fight off the police, but what he did was disgusting. Okay. I got a thought, but it'll be wrong and people will judge me and tell me to get my mind out of
Come
here.
Come on.
Get your mind out together. I'm going to stretch your mouth out with soap. Wash your mouth out with soap.
Watch it now. Be careful.
All right.
Be careful.
We'll get into the headlines, Plex with Paige, right after this. Morning, everybody.
93.3, the planet of favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, the planet rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
All right. Well, I have a question. Do you say cursing or cussing? Do you curse at someone or cuss at someone?
Paige.
I have to figure this out because it's written cursing in the story, and I've never cursed at anybody. I cussed at them, but I've never cursed at them.
First of all, I would hope you know us. I can't speak for Fat Boy, but I can speak for Nine and I. I always cuss, and cussing.
Uh-huh.
I've cussed people out. I've never cursed anyone.
Never?
I had a voodoo doll one time.
Yeah,
it didn't
cursing,
work.
Yeah.
At this point, I just call it talking.
Talking?
Talking.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
That would be talking loud and emotionally talking.
Not really. No, I mean, most of my cussing is very casual.
Yeah. Also, I'll tell you this.
Reason with people.
Cussing like a sailor is not as bad as cussing like a Marine.
Yeah.
I've been around a few.
Oh, yeah.
Semper F, everybody.
I had a daddy who cussed like a Marine.
Yes.
Not like a sailor at all.
What
never.
Was he?
What was he? He barked orders. He was a sergeant.
What branch?
He was a gunnery sergeant. I don't know exactly too much about it. I know he was stationed in Jacksonville and he did work.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Some of the most glorious, vulgar people I know are Army guys, but the majority of them were never in the military at all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cussing like a civilian, that's good, too.
Cussing like a civilian.
Did they cuss in the chair force?
Probably.
Probably, really, so, you know.
Cussing you right now, Fat Buck.
Yeah, in my mind. And under the table here. Jokes.
All right, so
Paige, why do you ask about the cussing?
Well, I had to clarify that, and I apologize if I wasted your time. And okay, there's a 60-year-old guy named Julian Murphy in Montgomery, Alabama. And on Saturday night, he started yelling and cussing at a cop outside of the Alabama State Capitol building, which is not a good place to do that.
No.
And when the cop started to approach him, Julian dropped his pants.
Oh, boy.
Put his finger in.
Say again?
Put his finger in the filthiest place possible.
Oh, I was right.
Then he started swinging that at the cop and in his poop-covered hand, which is really inappropriate.
You know,
I mean, no, that's not only is that a vulgar gesture, but it smells bad.
I beat myself up. That was going to be my guess. You said, what's the worst thing he could do to a cop? And I was going to say, scoop up some and throw it.
Yep.
You know, like in the jail movie, whatever that was.
Well, I think poop does scare some people. Like any body fluids, it works for me. I mean, I'll run. I won't come near you if you're flinging that or throwing up on me. Okay. Definitely. Blood I can handle, but poop.
You won't run towards someone throwing up on you, huh?
Well, I mean,
Paige, I'd join you in that.
It'd get me to back off if I smell it. I'm just saying.
That's what Yosemite Sam was doing. It. He had two guns and he was barfing.
Just the sound, the smell. I'm checking out.
Yeah.
So
I'd rather have the poop than the blood. That's the blood. That's what'll get you.
Well, I mean, the blood, they can't.
Well, they're not going to ask, what do you prefer?
Well, she says she'd prefer the blood than the poop.
Oh, you would?
Well, I mean, if somebody was hurt, then I would help them.
What if it was pig's blood?
But if
would that
like,
offend you?
No. And then you're right. It could be tainted disease blood, and that would be awful. You don't want to run towards that either. So I say I scratch off all three.
Yeah.
I'm running.
I don't want any taint blood.
I'm running.
Goat blood?
No.
Definitely not.
No. Goat blood's usually accompanied by a good time. The blood of a goat usually means there's a good time.
You're working an angle.
No, it usually means, like, you know, there's some attractive naked women nearby.
Where do you get that?
Anytime there's the blood of a goat, is hot naked women nearby.
Is this some sort of...
He's going for the satanic demo for
I'm
us.
I'm just stage. Wondering, where do they sell that at the grocery store? Because
no, you gotta get
I don't
your
know.
Own.
You, fat boy, anybody?
I mean, look.
He says this with a pentagram on his shirt, everybody.
I know. You take one guy to one ritual,
hide your guts,
grab him by the gift shop, and now he's an open mouth.
Like, you ain't never been nowhere that's got had goat blood, right?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a joke.
All right, let's just make it sure. God. I mean, he's wearing a pentagram shirt. I got to wonder.
You at the gift shop.
The pentagram's on the shark. It ain't on me.
On your shirt?
Well...
And the shark is a triangle, which we've already pointed out.
It's like the pyramid.
It is.
Have fun burning in hell. I'll be right beside you.
All right. Well, so it kind of
sounded like a cookout.
It worked for a minute. The cop did back away because he's like, oh, gross. Yeah, but the plan backfired when the cop hit Julian with a taser. So, you know, you do that. You better be prepared for being zapped.
That's right.
Good move.
I support
that.
So
he was arrested for disorderly conduct and public lewdness. Didn't work at all.
Lewd.
Lewd.
I want to see that body cam footage. It'll be on Live Leak. Check it out.
Well,
that's where all the good stuff is, body cams. That's better than live PD.
It is.
Okay.
I can't watch. I tried. I know the one you're referring to, the live PD cam or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's too Blair Witchy. I'm getting sick.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to
see getting nauseous watching
stuff.
Them bounce around.
Ugh. Blair Witchy.
I don't know what it's like to see a point of view of someone running, so it's weird to me.
Well, are you a big T-Pain fan? He was in the news. He had a recent interview, and he said that at one time he had $40 million in the bank. And then at another time, he had to borrow money from his kids to buy Burger King. He says he's been mega rich. And then, you know, on the other spectrum, this is what
mega.
He had to say.
This is what he had to say?
Yeah.
We have audio. Is it auto-tuned? I'm broke.
I hope it is.
I don't have money for Burger King.
I've been on each end of the spectrum. So now I know what the high end is and what the low end is. I've been mega rich. I've been super broke right in the middle of thinking I was mega rich and then got rich again and, you know, learned how to really give a shit about money.
Hmm. Yeah. So now, so where is he now?
He's in the middle.
Okay.
So he can currently afford Burger King.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was broke now.
No.
Oh. Well, then I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah, but I mean, we.
I mean, look, he can sell his teeth and make the pay off a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
If you hit that initial, you know, whatever, 20 million, just stop.
Says if as of 2019, he's worth $35 million.
Oh, stop now. Ugh. You don't have to do anything else.
Have you had the vegetable Whopper yet, Fat Boy?
Nah.
No.
No Impossible Whopper?
I got to get the double with cheese.
You got a double Impossible with cheese. The 10-piece Impossible Nugget.
What is that? Is that a bit on Facebook?
What?
Impossible Whopper?
No.
No, it's the real thing.
It's real. It was a beta test, and they went national with it.
So what's the difference?
It's a Whopper. It's a protein Whopper meatless.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can go online and read the results on it, man. People are like, phew.
That's impossible.
I can't believe this ain't meat.
They say the Impossible Whopper sandwich features a savory flame-grilled patty made from plants. But it doesn't say what plants. It just says plants. It
better be a ground beef plant.
Nine's going to try to smoke a Whopper today. Old Nine.
Sounds delicious.
I might try to smoke me a Whopper, man. Hmm. Let's roll one up.
Extra goat bud, please. Yep. Blood.
Dividend goat blood and smoke a Whopper.
Hmm. All right, then. Well, Rise Guys Headlines style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going back into the waters. Good Lord.
What are we
going
to do now?
Getting nervous about this. We're going back to the phone.
Hope he calls back.
We're going to do some all advice. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. If you need advice in your relationship, you need advice about situations with the kids. The girl from Malden that was texting in about your child support situation, you can totally be anonymous. 1-800-774-0093. Nobody's passing judgment. People been there, done that. Trust me, people listening to this show have been there, done that.
Yeah. We'd like for you to make sense, but it certainly is not a requirement.
Yes, absolutely. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls, the Once a Month All Advice Show on The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's gone.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.